Thanks for listening to 88.3 FM WAER on NPR One. More than 1,000 people spent a good part of their weekend sending a message to politicians and the community that they care about the issue of climate change. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the People's Climate March and Rally had tones of protest and urgency.
Marchers had political messages in their chants and signs, some anti-Trump, others calling for science in policy and pushing alternative energy.
Please go out, use your good minds as you go through each day, for we can all be loving and kind to one another and all life on Earth.
Frida Jacques of the Onondaga Nation opened the round of speakers. Apart from the political, there were three strong messages. First, that climate change impacts are here now. Syracuse University law professor David Dreesen calls it climate disruption.
This is about Florida going underwater. This is about wildfires. This is about the spread of infectious disease. This is about more intense hurricanes. This is about drought, an area where people are already suffering from malnutrition. This is about disruption. It's not just change. It's not just warming.
Some of those impacts are local. Grindstone farm owner Dick DeGraff is seeing some drought, temperature swings that can threaten frost in any summer month, and growing seasons changing. Longer growing increases pollen, which harms people with allergies and asthma. And environmental health expert Marie Sansone adds heat is having local impacts.
We can also expect to see more cases of heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and heat cramps. And if you have a medical condition, you probably already know that being overheated makes that worse.
The third focus was on what to do. People were urged to consider solar power by Solarize CNY, to back policies such as a carbon tax, and Hobart and William Smith professor Jamie Bodenlos asked people to change their diets.
To save the environment and preserve limited resources that we have, we need to greatly reduce our consumption of meat, of red meat. And I'm not saying don't eat any meat, but even reducing the amount of red meat that you eat can have a huge impact.
She points out producing meat is many times more resource-intensive than a plant-based diet. Peter Wirth with Climate Change Awareness in Action, that organized the rally, wants people involved long-term.
I want to emphasize that the magnitude of the problem is such that we can't fix it by just going home and changing a few LED light bulbs. A commitment to examine how we live. Americans have one of the highest per capita energy usage rates in the world. We need to make changes in our consumption habits and how we use energy. We need to walk the talk.
The march was one of hundreds nationwide that coincided with the People's Climate March in Washington. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.